This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we've got a bunch of people in here, so I'm just going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, everybody. This is Rochelle and Lindsay with iHeart Flying Foundation, and we are here today with our partner, EAA Chapter 43 out of Denver, Colorado. We have F-35 pilot Tyler McBride and another amazing pilot, Eric Serrani.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of pilots.
It is a lot of pilots.
And he doesn't look like an F-35 pilot.
F-35 pilot? That's
got to be... He's got stealth clothes on.
That's right.
He's out of Hill Air Force Base.
Wow. That's got to be a cool job.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all.
And not only a pilot, but he's an instructor pilot, too. So.
Oh, my goodness. Pilot.
He can't be more than, like, 22.
I wish.
Well, that's what you look like.
I appreciate it.
Still got all his hair. Anyway, what's going on today, guys?
So we are here to celebrate two amazing feats this year. One, our one-year partnership with EAA, and our launch of our second scholarship for 2018. We have joined forces with EAA Chapter 43 to offer you not one, but two $5,000 flight training scholarships opportunities, so totaling $10,000 to help get two more people in the air for 2018.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of flying.
That's a lot of flying, too. And that's what it's all about. I mean, money and everything doesn't do you any good unless you're flying.
Right.
That's what this whole
now,
program is about.
Now, how do we find out about this scholarship?
So you can go to iHeartFlying.org. That's IHARTFlying.org. Also, you can find us at I Am Rochelle, iHeartFlying, and EAA Chapter 43 on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the fun social media handles.
All the main social media haunts.
All of them.
This is incredible. This program has really taken off.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute.
You had to go
was
there.
Was that but-a-bump?
Yeah, exactly.
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
We need a rim shot, yeah.
I was going to say, does this program help you get into the cockpit of an F-35?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to start somewhere, and that's the goal, is to get young folks involved in flying. Not only the exposure, but just a different demographic. So here we are promoting that, and... getting more people involved in flying.
Yeah, so it did actually get someone in an F-35. I got a scholarship from EAA when I was getting my pilot's license. I was a teenager. When I was 17 years old, first flight I took up, besides my family, was Tyler.
Oh, boy.
Instantly hooked him. So these scholarships have real impacts. They create people that inspire other people, and it just keeps going. So
you drug him into flying.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And then he gets the sweet ride. Wait a minute.
There's some really
It's worked
wrong
out pretty
there.
Good for me. Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
That's payback, all
We're
right.
still waiting for our ride, so.
Yeah, well, they haven't built a two-seater yet, have they?
No, they haven't, and probably
Darn.
Never, but I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, talk about, let's hear some F-35.
Well,
let's hear what
he's allowed to tell us about,
yeah.
Anyway.
Because we also need Air Force. We
That's
need
right.
Male and female Air Force pilots, too. I mean,
That's
there's
right.
we have a shortage all across the board. So,
how many cup holders does it have?
That's it. No cup holders. But I'll tell you what, it's exciting. It's a good journey to be a part of. And it's fun to be a part of the program since its infancy, really. I flew the F-16 for 5 years previous, and then now get to transfer over here. It's just as we all had our flip phones, and now we all have iPads and iPhones, it's really a jump in technology, and it's a blast to fly and a fun to be a part of.
Now, I'm sure when you first got out of the sims and you actually flew the aircraft for the first time, it was a very well-controlled flying environment. However, I'm sure you at some point went, wah! Because you were having too much fun.
Yeah, from takeoff to landing, flying a fighter is definitely work from the whole time, but there's a time every once in a while to look around and enjoy what's really happening.
Like, this is cool.
But to be an instructor pilot, and I mean, we've heard from many organizations and flight schools and universities, not only just the short of pilots, but CFIs. And we need those people to help fill that pipeline as well. And obviously another viable career option. And you being that inspiration to that next generation and our youth and future STEM to not only walk the walk, but you're talking it and walking it. So how does that make you feel to be able to pass that torch and teach others to do what you are.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, just Eric talked about getting into aviation is step one, and sharing your story and sharing your journey is the other part of that. And getting to teach young folks, I say young, but they're actually younger than me, believe it or not, that are still flying this jet. And it's fun to be partnered up with organizations like this and Young Eagles, just sharing our stories.
Yeah, the one thing I think the public needs to understand, without pilots, you don't go to Cancun on your vacation. You don't go to see grandma.
Well,
we got to have somebody to fly these planes.
The pilots do a lot of important things that many people don't realize. Overnight package delivery, medevac helicopters, weather reports, crop dusting. Aviation is an integral part of our lives.
Not to mention
national security.
If it went away, poof, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, there's a huge pilot shortage, not only in the commercial industry, but in the military industry itself. Right now, you know, we're expected to have 7,000 fighter pilots or less in the next 5 years leaving the Air Force.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's a huge problem. And the commercial industry is running into the same problems. So now we just need to bring in a different folks or excite people again. And that comes through exposure, that comes through opportunity, which really comes back to this scholarship and the reason why we're doing this. Just the folks don't have the exposure or opportunities. And those coupled together will really give us the opportunity to launch and hopefully bridge the gap in our industry.
With the pilot demand existing, where, you know, Boeing just put out a new report and the need is 790,000 pilots over the next two decades. So we're losing a number of pilots a day.
That's a staggering number.
It's a staggering, and we're, you know, Emirates,
and it's real.
Emirates has already grounded 50% of their fleet, a long haul fleet, because of this. And other, you know, domestic carriers are going to have to do the same. We're already seeing, you know, the problem with the demand. You know,
so what you're saying is there's still hope for me.
There's still hope for everyone.
Well, no, I mean, we're losing on what average? 87 pilots a day, and what that would mean, we'd have to train one new ATP every 15 minutes or more now with the new numbers to keep up with that demand.
Right.
So what do we do to come together to build one another up to help fill that pipeline? And with Eagles Soar, Hearts Explore, our current theme scholarship, you know, slowly but surely, hopefully each year we can increase those numbers and help get more people in the air. And let's come together. Let's build one another up, because we certainly can accomplish much more together than separate. And clearly the need and demand for opportunities are there. It's there. It's in our face. So what can we do to fill that pipeline?
Right. Do you go to schools? Are you planning to reach out to schools to try and find kids, coordinate with Young Eagles to find kids? Is this a scholarship they have to apply for, or do they need to be recommended for?
So our current scholarship opportunity, at least for iHeart Flying, the requirements for EAA Chapter 43s are a little bit different. But for iHeart Flying, you have to be female. It's open to all ages. What we have come to realize is there are not many opportunities for women over 30. So we wanted to, your voices have been heard. This is our third scholarship opportunity in total since, you know, the creation of iHeart Flying. So it's open to ladies of all ages, any level of license. You go to iHeartFlying.org, fill out an application, and, you know, that's you. That's you putting in the time, effort, and energy, because you need to make this happen for you. And, you know, we have this voice. We have this platform to help you. So, yeah. And then Eric with EAA Chapter 43, you know, he'll tell you a little bit about theirs.
Yeah. The idea behind our scholarship on our side, we want to promote aviation. We want to get new pilots in the air, but we also want to promote EAA. EAA has been an integral part of my life. I've been going to chapter meetings since I was 3, just kind of hanging around the airport, absorbing all this information. We like to promote the idea of local chapters. So we're giving our award to a local recipient, trying to get our local community in Denver involved in the chapter and active. And it's one of the more active chapters, but, you know, we always need new faces in there. We're recognizing that. So our scholarship is open from ages 15 to 29, male or female. We're in the Denver local area right now, so.
And what do they get with our scholarships?
Well,
besides the $5,000.
Besides the $5,000, this very lucky recipient gets a brand new pair of Bose A20 headsets. And
nice.
I think everyone in our chapter is going to be jealous of that recipient. So,
yeah, oh, huge
thank
so.
You to Bose yeah. Aviation yeah. for helping both organizations, for sure.
Okay. And you guys are getting a lot of interest, or?
Yeah, the exposure, the interest is just increasing, and you know, we have made such a huge splash and influence just even with this current scholarship opportunity, and it's such a humbling experience, and it's just a very validating journey. And you know, with our partners and sponsors jumping on board, we have Bose Aviation. They've been one of our biggest and longest partners since inception. We have King School. John and Martha King were kind enough to do a photo opportunity yesterday with our past recipient, Haley Truax. And we have Strong Parachutes. We have Aviation Life Clothing. Champion Aerospace was kind enough, and actually Strong Parachutes, to get us a ride with the Aeroshell team. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Concord Batteries, woman-owned company. So, yes. Yes, girls,
is
fly.
Is there a deadline?
There is a deadline. It is August 10th, so you girls have a few more weeks to sign up.
Very cool.
And August 10th as well for Chapter 43 scholarship.
Yes.
Okay, so get those names and numbers in.
That's right. Start now. There's going to be quite a rush, I'm sure.
When do you expect to award it?
Do you want to go first, yeah. Eric?
We're expected about August 24th, I believe, to announce. Gives us 2 weeks to sort through the wonderful list of applicants we've got so far. It's going to be a hard decision. We're getting some really good.
It always
okay.
is.
There, yeah. And again, that's iHeartFlying.
Yeah.
iHeartFlying.org. And is it EA Chapter 43?
It's EAA43.org. Click on the scholarships tab. This is the Cleon Biter Scholarship. I just want to say a quick word about him. Cleon was a treasure for our chapter. He flew for 59 years, home builder, and is going to be greatly missed. And his family is dedicated to continuing the legacy.
Very good, aww. Very good. Well, I want to thank all you guys for joining us.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.